Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So at this time every week, Gary Bromberg, for whom I am standing in, speaks to Avi K. And Avi K is well known, certainly, to everybody at Hi FM. And he's also a guide on Wednesdays for the Kotel Institute of Jerusalem. He is a guide, which means that he welcomes people who don't know what to do at the Kotel, and he meets incredible people. And when I heard about what he was doing, I said, Avi, you have to do this on the radio. You have to share your experiences. Let us live vicariously through you. And so he joins me now. Good afternoon, Avi. How are you?
Good afternoon, Kathy. Great. Well, and yourself? Well, I'm happy I'm not in the traffic in Joburg.
or in a sinkhole. You see, the things we do for you, Avi K. So who have you met this week?
So this week at the Kotel, there was a whole different vibe. As winter is approaching, the clocks have changed, and it gets dark very, very early. As I'm speaking to you now, it's just nearly 4:30, the sun's setting. I'm standing on the side of the road, chatting to you, watching the cattle crawl the way through the bush back to their kibbutz that they're going to on the other side over here. And within the next 15-20 minutes, it'll be dark. And as we all know, the Kotel lights come on, and the Kotel is bathed in this beautiful light that is rich and warm and welcoming, even though it's getting pretty chilly. Yes, it was miserable. It was raining, and yet the people just kept on coming. The first person I met was a really interesting guy from Hawaii. And again, I'm always humbled by people who are respectful, who are careful. May I, can I, what should I do, how do I do it correctly? Just such a sense of responsibility that this is a holy site for Jews, and they take it very, very seriously. And the last thing they want to do is be offensive. And it's just such a wonderful lesson that we can all learn from those people. You know, again, this week I was just walking around. There were a lot of groups, a lot of tours, and I overheard one tour guide say, and this is the second or the third holiest place to the Jews. And I thought, yeah, but that's cliche. That's, you can say about any religion. They have, you know, a sequence of a Maslow's hierarchy of importance when it comes to religious sites. But the Kotel is a lot more to us than a holy place or the holiest place. And I almost felt like saying to him, have you told these people that between 1948 and 1967, where you standing, Jews were not allowed to come. They were not allowed to come and pray, even though they were prepared to abide by any rules, just come and pray and leave. They weren't allowed to. And here we are welcoming all people to the Kotel. I did have a bit of an upsetting experience yesterday. A priest, and I don't know what denomination he was, walked down towards the Kotel. And on his regalia, he had an insignia on his left shoulder that was the sign of the crucifix. And a young boy walked over to him and said to him, get out of here. And I said, look, God, why are you so upset? And this became a religious debate. And I actually had to go to the institute and say, what is our philosophy here? What do we believe? And I was given the quote from the Tehillim that all people are welcome to come and pray at the Beit HaMikdash, at the temple, and therefore everybody is welcome to come and pray at the Kotel, so long as they show the appropriate respect, which this person definitely was doing. But again, the evening came, it was very cool, very few people around, and you just had lots of quiet moments and watching people walking up the Kotel, two people in particular, with their arms spread out, their head against the stone, and you just think, here are people nearly 2,000 years after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, praying, pouring their hearts out. You don't know what's going on, but by the amount of paper that we hand out on a weekly basis for people to write notes at the Kotel, please God, their prayers should be answered. Hashem, God, should listen to what they're requesting, and we should only have peace going forward.
Amen. That's a beautiful message, Avi, and hopefully that young boy will get some kind of lesson in tolerance. You know, we don't own the copyright on God. In fact, nobody does. Avi K, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and thank you so much for your time.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. That's Avi K. He is a guide for the Kotel Institute of Jerusalem. He works Wednesdays there. He volunteers. And next time you're in Israel, go and visit. And you'll meet Avi Kay. And he'll take you around and he'll show you. And it's wonderful. Really, really wonderful.